Thank you for your singing and the testimonies tonight. Dave, I would like to talk to you after church about serving at Teen One Camp. We'll need some more counselors this year. According to my records, the last time we studied from Nehemiah was last year, December 16th, or December 11th. And Pastor Smith taught on Nehemiah chapter 4 and reminded us of both the opposition to and, on the other side, the commitment to this project that really began as the burden of one man, Nehemiah, his heart. You study world history, especially World War II battles and things of that nature and Civil War battles, and you find that sometimes just before a victory was the time of the most intense fighting that was going on. And in Nehemiah chapter 5, there's some real intense battle before they could say that the wall was finished. Nehemiah was facing the greatest threat I think he's found so far in the book. Remember, we learned last time that there were attacks from the north, Sanballat and Samaria, which is above them, to the east, Tobiah, the Ammonite, and then to the south, the Arabs. But the enemy that you and I need to worry about the most is not north or south or east, but is within us. And it's interesting that there's no talk about building in this chapter. Strife had knocked aside their plans, and this had to be dealt with in a biblical manner, in a timely manner, in a wise manner. And when we are spread thin, sometimes